you know. You know. There's more. You know there's more than where you're at. You know that there's more even in the corporate worship than where you're at. I'm coming to you as individuals, and I'm coming to you as a church. Dig down. Dig deep. Dig down into that place that you know to be truth. The things that I've taught you, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Dig down into those places where I'm asking you. And you've come so far, but I'm asking more of you. I'm asking for that place of surrender in my spirit and a yes to the things that I've brought forth, even recent messages in this house of accountability. You've said yes with a willing heart. Now, take the next step. Yield to me those places of surrender, those places of prayer and fasting, those places that I'm asking you. Or did I not say to everyone that bears fruit that I'd purge them all the more, that they would bear more fruit? This is not hard for me to ask of you these things. You know there's more. You know there's a corporate anointing that'll saturate this house to where the people will not be able to stand because of the anointing. You're the ones that I've asked to bring it, saith the Spirit of the Lord. These things are not too hard for you, for you've been prepared year after year to take on the fight and go in and win. For I've come and am coming to, oh, so many of you and asking you, surrender. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more in prayer and fastings, lifting up. To all those who hear my voice, when you know that you hear it, you also know that grace accompanies it. But you'll find that what you do in the Spirit adds to what I can do here, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Because you know there's far more than what you're already experiencing. Offer this. There is a body that has not seen what you've seen, nor experienced what you've experienced. They are not as accountable. You are accountable, but you're not held in contempt. You're held with great honor in my presence, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And you're cherished as a jewel, as an absolute jewel that I've polished and made ready for the Master's use. So yield to those things that I'm asking of you. They are not too hard for you. They can be accomplished. You'll find that your stream, your tributary, adds to another until a river is formed and a torrent river is formed, so strong that an atmosphere changes, that this house goes from one level of glory to the next, to the next. It's not strange to you how to accomplish these things. In fact, it's a very matter of fact in the Spirit, or a matter of truth in the Spirit by which you obtain these things. I've not left you to guess, but that which I'm asking you as an individual to come apart and to come aside. Be faithful in these things, not as a sense of the law, but out of grace. And the reward will be great. The reward will be paid in dividends of anointing and of presence and of strong atmospheres and shaking of heads when you leave the service saying, oh, how can we explain what we've been in? How can we explain the glory that was accomplished in the house? It is only through my anointing that I break the yoke of this city. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do but the anointing that breaks the yoke, that comes through the prayers of the intercessors. And I've called you all to become intercessors for me, saith the Spirit of grace. So dig deep once again, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Dig deep. Go for that place called gold. Go for that place, unrelenting. Throw everything aside and go for that place, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.